Chad Reed?
Yeah.
Chad Reed, how are you?
I'm a bit freaking sore, actually.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Do you have brain damage? Did you get knocked out, or did you not get knocked out in that? Because I noticed when you first landed, you stopped moving for a second. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, but it was because I couldn't breathe.
Right, you got the wind knocked out of you.
Yeah, the wind was knocked out of me. Fortunately, I didn't go out. I mean, I definitely hit my head pretty hard, but rang my bell a little bit, but nothing. I remember it all, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but unfortunately, I do remember it.
Well, and you're not really scared of, like, when you flew into the air like that. You saw where you were going to land. Did you think worse things were going to happen, or do you think you pretty much came up the way you thought as soon as you took off? I mean, you obviously knew where you were going to land as soon as you took off, right?
Well, it kind of spun me around backwards. I was kind of facing forward, sideways a little bit, and then I was trying to spot the landing and see what was happening. At that point, you're trying to really download it all and figure out what the hell just happened, because, I mean, I was wide open third gear. Next minute, I'm winding up the windows going through the air, so...
Yeah.
And it was scary. I kind of went through my mind. I was like, you know, because I was up there long enough to at least have a couple of negative thoughts.
Yeah, it's a long time. I feel you. So, what does the Chad Reed say in this
I thought
time?
For sure, the only thing that negative that I really remember going through my head was just I was kind of going, and I was coming to a point where I was going forward, and I didn't want to go in forward. I didn't want to go in head first. I felt like that was a bad idea. So I tried to just, as soon as I landed, I tried to just kind of tuck and roll and go with it.
Yeah.
And luckily, you know, that worked out for me.
Did you think anything about the points or anything when you're in the air? Or did that, what about, how long until you think points, get back on the bike, keep going? Because the way I saw the video is you looked dead for about 2 seconds, and then it looked like you were like, I'm nowhere near dead, and I totally need to get back on my bike. And that, it was like it didn't even happen.
As soon as I hit the ground, you know, you do, like, I'm focusing, I'm trying to get my breath back, yeah. And then, you know, you're doing the body check where you kind of, like, you know, move your legs, you can move your legs, you feel your arms, nothing feels, you know, drastically in a way that's going to allow you to keep riding.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got my breath back, I knew I had to get back on the bike and continue to try and get some points.
Yeah.
I wasn't about to, obviously I just passed. Villapoto, so I knew he was up there. I knew he was going to be leading after that, so I didn't want to give 25 points to him.
Yeah.
To get back on the horse and my dad always told me, if you're not, if you can walk or whatever, then get back on the bike and ride.
Chad,
man, shit.
Dingo here.
At the Dingo and Snow.
Oh, the Dingo. Hey, what's going on?
The bike, it's amazing that the bike didn't lasted that whole crash and you jumped back on. Did any of the
especially it not being a Kawasaki.
The team manager.
It's not a Kawasaki.
Please, I don't want to go there. I know. You know.
Toyota takes a crash last week and then, you know, he just falls over and next minute his bike's falling apart, the pipes are falling off. You know, see what they should have stayed with Pro Circuit.
It's all my fault, Chad. I want to take full responsibility for where this conversation is going.
I am a fucking
asshole. It's inside me to just go, sorry.
You gotta take a good stab when you can, right?
No, but, you do. I gotta, dude, your Cinderella story of this video. Dingo, can you not break the fucking studio, dude? Fuck, man. You just ripped a microphone off.
Yeah, but I was lucky the bike, it was actually reasonably good. The clutch lever was bent up a little bit, which you see on the video. You see me bashing that down.
Yeah.
And then my handlebars were moved back a little bit because obviously must have landed on them, and it just, from the force, it just moved them back in the thing. But they actually weren't bent. The front wasn't twisted, and everything felt pretty damn good and straight. I think the rider was more twisted than the bike. So, just get back on, start it up, and off I went.
Yeah, well, I know you didn't do it on purpose. I'm sure. I mean, in your career, have you had that happen before? That kind of.
I don't remember ever having that of a spectacular get off.
I've never seen anybody do that exact one. I've seen people slip out before it, or maybe a little bit when they took off, but not in the, like, you slid up sideways up the in the middle.
The commentator.
Yeah, weird. Like, it was weird the way it all happened. You
yeah.
know? One minute you're excited, you're pumped, and you're fired up to try to go as fast.
It really was like that. You passed Poto, and it was like, dude, second moto, and he's already in front. Casual. Yeah. Even Emmy was like, that vacation really paid. They're just, yup! It's like, vacation just fucking sent Chad Reed into another world.
Yeah, lucky I had that vacation because I needed it, right?
The commentators really set you up for that one.
Yeah.
But
all good. I mean, I'm glad I'm freaking here to tell the story, really. I mean, I've seen way smaller crashes, you know, take some people down, so... you know, just thankful that I was able to get back up and be okay and not have any, you know, season-ending injuries or anything like that. And, you know, at that point when you know you're not seriously hurt, then, you know, I mean, you got to get back on the bike. I mean, you can't just, or at least I can't give up points like that.
We saw that.
Have you ever thought of talking to Aspen about getting your own signature jar of Vegemite? Because you really are the greatest... I'm willing to accept defeat right now. At this point, I'm not saying it's over. I think I can catch Chad Reed when he retires, and my radios will, I'll get TV shows and I'll be awesome. But at this particular time, the greatest Australian American that ever lived is Chad Reed, easily. Bigger than Crocodile Hunter. You are. Think about it. Nobody thought you were going to win. Nobody thought you were going to even be in the top three of everything. And you started your own team, and now you're fucking the best dude. And then all the young dudes are fucking trying to catch it, and you got the best video of the most amazing slam back. So, like, you're the best, you're the fucking most stylish, you're the one that is the toughest, you can snap your face, and go, you are the Cinderella story, and you're in the dictionary, you are Moto, Chad Reed!
Two Motorsports, big supporters over here in the Alice studio, you know that, Chad.
Mm.
I know that. Even Ellis mate took a shot at me, you know, he was taking the Team Green side and...
I'd been poisoned. I'm going to admit it right now on the radio. I was poisoned, Chad Reed. I was poisoned by the Green.
You were poisoned by the Green?
I was.
You even had to shoot me a text message apologizing. I didn't even know what the fuck to apologize.
I know. I did. No, dude, you don't understand. That whole text message thing that went down, I couldn't sleep for like 2 days. I was like, man, I'm such a fucking idiot.
He did say that you weren't friends with him anymore.
Yeah, I didn't think you liked me anymore, Chad.
I was off him.
So you do like me?
Yeah, you're right.
Aww. Right. Awesome.
So I'm here, and I live to tell another day, so now it's time to get back to twisting the throttle, I guess, and try to win some more races and take that points back out to, you know, up above 10, not 6 like it is now.
Well, what a great year for Moto it's been since... indoor, now to the outdoor, and you're on fire, Chad.
Yeah, no, it's going good, and I'm excited, and, you know, I mean, everybody loves to call their own shots and be their own boss, and I feel like, you know, I mean, I've been fortunate that things have, you know, worked out, and we've made some good choices, and people have helped me make good choices, so this is the result, I guess, and now we're trying to work on future plans to have 2-3 Motorsports around and try to get a title sponsor. Want to sponsor me, Alice?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I need a title sponsor.
Why aren't we sponsored by Vegemite? Why don't they come over here and really bum rush the country with Vegemite with Chad Reed and Jason
Vegemite. All right. I don't even really like Vegemite.
What about
sponsor?
What about sponsor?
Wait, how can you be great?
Are you Australian?
Yeah, who are you? You're half Aborigine. You're a native.
I like it, but I only like it on Australian bread, and obviously you can't get Australian bread.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, but you've got to get gangster. I bone thug that shit. I put it on a hot dog bun. Know what I mean? I don't give a shit.
The only thing that me and my wife get sent over, I have Milo scent, and Ellie has the Kraft peanut butter scent.
No Tim Tams in the family?
Yeah, Tim Tams you can get here anyway.
Tim Tams are really not in the diet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Diet, Dingo, you wouldn't look into that shit. Dingo doesn't have any big races coming up, Chad. So. What's that, dude?
That's why I go home at the end of the season and put on 20 pounds in 2 weeks while I'm there.
All right, because you have to Tim Tam. You got to.
Oh, I'm caramel tarts.
Caramel tarts. This is the fucking worst radio ever. Welcome to the Outback Show with Chad, Dingo, and Ellis. Today we're going to be talking about fucking burgers with a lot.
Did
you know they had fucking pineapple in them and beetroot? Come on. Cooking show.
Chad, are we going to see you at a race anytime soon, Ellis, or what?
A what?
Are we going to see you at a race anytime soon?
Well, I'm usually doing those. I'm trying to be a truck guy. It's not really working out. Everybody hates me.
Let's talk about that.
Why can't you be? Let's be 22 truck racing. Like two motorsports.
How come you keep crashing?
Because I'm not very good at it. And I'm not, you know, I'm a skateboarder.
I'm not very good at it.
What'd you say?
I think I should come. We should come do some tests, and I'll show you how it's done.
Kenya,
you should. You need to be awesome. His coach.
Kenya, because I'm there. They hate me. My whole team hates me.
They hate you.
Yeah, because I'm so shit.
Are you going above budget on cars?
Yeah. No, I'm bummed. Everyone's hate. I've bummed everybody out. I'm almost about to just say sorry and leave.
I do want to try it, though. It looks fun.
Maybe you could drive my car and just pretend you're me. Sure, you can fucking beat what I'm doing.
So you enjoy it, though? You like it?
I'm in the truck, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Cool. Yeah, I want it, but I really, you know, I'm trying to get lessons and figure out how to get faster, because I don't have your background, so I've got to figure out how to get faster quick so that I can hang out with people up the front, otherwise everyone's going to get bummed at me. Well, they already
are. Yeah. That's cool.
You know how it is, dude. Imagine if you just sucked the whole time.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, well, imagine being that permanently.
I know. See, yeah. It was just easy for me. I just got off of one bike and got onto a good bike, and I was good.
Yeah, but with no championships before that, though.
Yeah, thank you, Dingo. Thank you. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, Chad.
When's Alice Mania? What is it?
Alice Mania is September 17th. Alice Mania 7, Dave Mirra and Brian Deegan.
And what date is it?
17th.
Of what?
Of September.
Ooh, September.
What do you mean, ooh, September? Piss off. You're coming.
I think I'll be in France with my green and gold representing Australia, I think.
Okay, that's fair enough.
That's good.
Yeah.
You've got to do that. You've got to do that.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks for being on, Chad Reed, the greatest Australian-American that ever lived.
Chad Reed for Prime Minister.
Thanks to you, Dinger.
Good to speak to you too, champ.
See you, mate. There it is. Chad Reed.